All right, Penn State takes on Rutgers tomorrow in Piscataway. With that, we are joined by the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, James Franklin. James, first of all, welcome. You were able to go through practice this week. That also really got rolling with a Victory Monday dinner. How did that go for you this week?
Yeah, obviously, you know, having some sort of a team dinner, which we haven't really had this year, was good. We were able to do it because with the university shut down, you know, we were able to be spread out there, up there and be able to eat. So that was good. Obviously, not having the families there. Terry Smith's daughter, who kind of runs the whole program, you know, she couldn't understand why she couldn't come. She was telling Terry, I missed seeing her. But it was good. You know, the dinner on Monday was good. Our practice on Sunday was good. Obviously, a big win against University of Michigan. First time winning there in like 11 years. So that was a big one for us. But obviously, you know, we got, you know, a really tough opponent this week in Rutgers, who took Michigan to overtime and then was able to beat Purdue on the road. So they're coming in with confidence and feeling good about themselves. So we're going to need to be ready to play. And to be honest with you, we've had some battles pretty much every year with this Rutgers team.
Yeah, no question about that. In a world where there's constantly talking, and justifiably so, about four stars and five stars, what do players like Drew Hartlob and Isaac Lutz mean? You know, we can throw Chris Stahl in there. There's several other names I could throw in there, too. But what did they mean to a program, and especially when they contribute like they did on Saturday?
Yeah, I think they're critical. You know, guys like Dan Chastina last year is now in the NFL. You know, guys that come here and, you know, are willing to put in all the work and make all the sacrifices and, you know, embrace their role. I think that's something that's really important that I think a lot of guys miss on, especially early in your career. You know, everybody's got a certain kind of vision of how they think it's going to play out for them, and it rarely does. Very rarely are Saquon Barkley when you start as a freshman and after the fourth game of the year. So guys that come in and are willing to do the work and all the things behind the scenes and the developmental squads and all those types of things, and then, you know, find a role, whether it's on special teams or offense or defense. And then I think the important lesson, too, is, when your number gets called, are you ready to capitalize on it? I mean, how many times where a guy's not approaching it the right way and then his number is called and he can't take advantage of it because, of his mentality or approach. So, I couldn't be happier for those guys. They both made, you know, huge plays in the game, and I think they're really a good example for a number of people in our program.
What does it do for a sideline when guys like that make plays? Because, like, you know, you have a tight team.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, big plays are contagious and creates enthusiasm and everybody, you know, gets excited about it. And it just lifts your whole sideline up. But I think it's also when it's guys like that, guys that you know, a lot of guys on the sideline can identify with, I think it's inspiring, you know, in a lot of ways. It's kind of the stories in the movies that you hear about. You know, guys that, like you say, maybe didn't come in with all the fanfare, but have earned it.
I know you want more explosive plays, but you still did win the category on Saturday 6-3. You also won the turnover battle, which means now in your tenure, in your seventh season as the coach here, Penn State is 24-0 when you win both. Do you have the elements to create more explosive plays based on what you see with your team?
Yeah, and we need to, you know, continue to kind of build on that. There's a lot of ways, you know, to do it. Obviously, you know, early in the season, losing Journey and losing Noah, you know, Journey, you could make the argument, maybe one of the most explosive athletes in college football. And that has an impact on not just the run game. You know, people are worried about that aspect in the backfield, and it changes a lot of things. So seeing these two, you know, young guys and now getting Devin back, starting to do some good things, starting to break some tackles, falling forward. That's something for us to build on. And now the explosive plays off of it. You know, Jahan has been able to bring that aspect, to our offense this year. We need to continue to find ways to get him the ball. Parker, you know, has really done a nice job last week. I think he had 9 catches. I don't think there's ever been a freshman to have that many catches in a game. And the other guy that we're excited about is Keandre. And I think, you know, you're going to continue to see him make plays and continue to grow. And we got to find him a few more opportunities as well.
By my estimate, and you know, you can correct me on this, but I count at least, looking at the tape, 15 broken tackles by your offensive players. Is that a question now of their gaining confidence that gives them the ability and maybe not, instead of just like doing it by the numbers and feeling their way through because of youth?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. They're gaining confidence. They have now experienced enough of it that not only do they think they can do it, they know they can do it. And, you know, again, like we talked about earlier in the year, you were hoping that those guys would be growing into those roles and growing that confidence as the season went on. You know, but obviously, you know, our hands and their hands were forced. But yeah, I think, you know, every practice, every meeting, every game, you know, where they experience a different look, they experience a different read or key or whatever it may be, that all those things build, you know, confidence and they build experience.
Right. Very quickly on the batted ball play, and it's not going to be about the batted ball play. Everybody's gone through that. But unusual plays happen in games. You know, Chris Davis running back a kick 6 against Alabama. Your batted ball play in the game against Michigan. How much time is spent by other staff members bringing plays like that to your attention? Because you can't think of everything. There's so many unusual things that happen that make you think, okay, we're going to have to put that into a practice at some point.
Yeah, we're constantly, you know, Jeff Lee, our video coordinator, we're constantly keeping track of plays that happen in the NFL and plays that happen in college that we can show our guys, that we can review as a staff, that we can use as teachable moments. Because the reality is you just can't cover them all. So between things that we are gonna practice, you know, with our guys on the field, we're actually going to work it into a practice, or it's something that we just want to show them and explain the details and the specifics of the rule so that they understand it. You know, so we're constantly showing those in team meetings of things that show up on game day. It was interesting. I think it was an NFL game this week where, you know, the defense laid on top of the offense, you know, during kind of a 2-minute drive. And, you know, they forced the official's hand to call a delay a game penalty on the defense for not getting off the pile quick enough. They didn't call the delay a game penalty. And instead of the offense getting 3 plays to run at the end of the half, they only ended up getting 2, and obviously didn't work out well. I saw one of the coaches, you know, complaining about that and going through the scenario. So there's so many things that may come up in a game that you try to cover in meetings or in practice.
Last week we discussed the challenges of going to Michigan. Do you face the same challenge this week, or are the New Jersey rules different enough at Michigan to keep it a normal experience?
No, yeah, we're pretty excited. I've never been more excited about, you know, getting back to a normal hotel schedule as I am this week. You know, we're going to be able to have our normal team dinners. We're going to be able to have our normal team meetings. You know, those types of things. Where last week we weren't able to do any of those things. The Wi-Fi was acting a little wacky on us as well. So it was a very strange, you know, situation. So, you know, be able to get back to our normal routine at the hotel, get some things covered, get some things, you know, organized, you know, maybe be able to get some fun together as well in those settings. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. There's no doubt about it.
Sean Clifford and Will Levis, in watching them live and then watching video, what impressed you about them? What made them so effective last week?
Well, I think what we did was we managed the game. You know, Sean played, you know, within himself. He did the things that he does well. You know, he limited the mistakes. We were able to mix Levis in there and take advantage of his strengths as well. And they just played very, you know, well together. They played complementary football, you know, for each other, and they played complementary football for us.
Which is important. Now you're going to face a team that, guess what, they use multiple quarterbacks along the way. Obviously, there's been one primary one, but because of circumstances, they used two last week. What does it take to prepare for something like that? And the fact that you also have used your quarterbacks in a certain way, does that actually help your defense mentally? Because I've seen it before.
Yeah, I think it does a little bit, but you're right. You know, they have you know, they have two quarterbacks. You know, one more of a traditional, one very similar to Will or very similar to Taysom Hill, however you want to, you know, describe it. You know, last week he played a lot more, you know, than he had previously. I want to say he had like 21 reps or something like that in the game last week. You know, so we're going to have to be ready for both of them. You know, the one's very similar to Will. He's 235 pounds. He can run it. He can throw it. And create some challenges for you as well. So we've been working on it all week and, you know, making sure our guys kind of understand what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and why. You know, and they're a veteran team too. You look at their offensive personnel, you know, the receivers, a number of them are seniors and juniors and things like that. So, you know, obviously coaches come in there and done a good job, but they also have gotten a bunch of transfers. And they have a number of veteran players in their program. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge. And I think the quarterbacks are a big part of that. I think the starter is a transfer from Nebraska.
Yes, he is. And here's the next part of this is that last week's warm-up was interesting. You had two scholarship running backs warming up. He ended up using three corners in the game. Not ideal, but how did you feel in the end about the job that those two units did, considering that the limited numbers you have with each?
Yeah, I was really proud. You know, it's interesting. You know, you watch what's going on in the NFL as well. It's great to see Trace McSorley throw a yes. touchdown pass the other night. And you know, I don't know if you followed the Broncos situation where they had to bump up a practice squad receiver to play quarterback, and actually had heard that they actually tried to get permission to get one of their coaches to be able to play, one of their quality control coaches to be able to play quarterback in the game, which is crazy that we're talking about this and thinking about this. But I almost came up into the booth to see if you or Jack could help play you at corner and Jack at outside linebacker. So. It's just been a very, very strange year, but to see those three corners go in there and battle and take all the reps and, you know, make some plays against what I thought was a talented wide receiver crew at Michigan, you know, I was proud of them. And then again, you know, you're talking about, you know, the beginning of the season, what our running back situation is now to, you know, dependent on, you know, two true freshmen in the game, and the one ends up, you know, rushing for 130 yards and is the rookie of the week in the Big Ten. I was proud of them because, you know, there's a lot of adversity going on right now, and to see those guys step up and find a way to be successful. And, you know, not only that, Steve, you know, those third down stops, yeah. those fourth down stops on defense, you know, we made critical plays at critical times.
Yeah, Jack, no matter what would have helped you, playing me would have put your victory dinner in jeopardy. So just so you know.
We would have rolled the safety over top or something, maybe a little help.
I need lots of help. You mentioned short yardage. You were 5 of 7 on third and less than 4 in the game. Michigan was 2 of 7 on third and less than 4 and 1 of 3 on fourth down. The commitment in the trenches and their cohesion on both sides, what did it mean to you to set everything up?
Yeah, I think that was big. We played physical up front, really on both sides. You know, I think your point earlier about, you know, the turnovers and the explosive plays and all those types of things, those were obviously huge in the game. But just both our offensive and defensive fronts being really physical, I think was a huge factor. You know, not only in that game, but, you know, obviously in the short yardage situations and then third down. You know, offensively, we were able to get to some third and manageables, and were able to pick it up. And defensively, we were able to get to third down and able to get some stops, some big stops. And actually, the number could have been even better if we didn't have the offside penalties on three third downs that either made them more manageable for them or actually gave them a first down, and we had three of them.
Yeah, what did the talk about running the ball, the yardage, but the mere threat now of having that running game, what does that now do to open things up for you to get to the explosive plays you just discussed?
Yeah, it makes them respect, our running game. So now that linebacker is going to be downhill fitting to take on the run, and it creates opportunities and space behind them. So now you're putting, people in conflict. You're making them concerned. They either have to change the calls and overload the box, and then that's where you get in a situation where with some of your RPOs where Parker Washington ends up with 9 catches because they kept folding the linebacker into the box and were able to either throw off his back or throw out into the void that he vacated. So those things, are really helpful. And, those were some of the things that we were lacking earlier in the year.
The young running backs, last question on this one. One of the key for any young running back is how do you pick up a block? How do you pick up a blitz? How do you help out your quarterback? I mean, in high school, it normally isn't. Normally, they're the ones with the ball. So how have those two young players picked some of that stuff up in a limited amount of time?
Yeah, I think they've gotten better. Kevon's a big, strong, physical guy at 230 pounds. Kaziah is not like he's undersized either. is up in the 216, 217, somewhere in that range. And then obviously Devin's a more experienced guy. So having all those guys, I think, has been really good. But getting those looks in practice, getting them confidence in individual and getting them some reps. Against whether it's our defensive personnel, where Coach Pry and Coach Slater will get together in some individual periods and work those things. Obviously, a big part of this technique and fundamentals, but the other thing really is just the mentality. You got to be willing to be physical. You got to be willing to mix it up. That shows up in the running game, but it also shows up, to your point, in pass protection too.
Always appreciate our time together very much. Best of luck on Saturday at Rutgers, James.
You too, Steve. Thank you so much.